The word today is gate. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Jesus wants his followers to pass on to others the same forgiveness and blessing he gives to us. We are to always look for ways to help others, for God first loves us, and so we should love. Here to continue our study in Matthew 18 is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Gate.
In God's Word, there are several chapters that we could call key chapters, main chapters, that talk about the example of a shepherd. In fact, two of these references talk about the Good Shepherd, and we all know that one of the names for Jesus is the Good Shepherd, and he is illustrated for us in John, the 10th chapter. The other chapter in the Bible that talks about the Good Shepherd is Psalm 23 in the Old Testament, which is a beautiful, beautiful psalm. Many Christians have memorized it in their childhood and say it all the way through their life as a reminder of Jesus being the Good Shepherd. I mentioned there was one more reference to shepherding, and that's in the Old Testament, and the reason I'm happy that it's there is that it contrasts the difference between the good and the bad shepherd. In Ezekiel 34, the first 10 verses of Ezekiel 34 talk about what a bad, evil shepherd is like. And it shows the contrast as to how an evil shepherd is compared to a good shepherd. In the Ezekiel reference, you see all kinds of terrible things that happen because the shepherd does not own the flock. And in this case, the shepherd doesn't really care what happens to the flock. He's just like a hired hand. He gets paid so many dollars to go out there, but he's not going to risk his life. Let's say a wild wolf or something begins to attack the flock. He's not going to stand between them and the flock and try to rescue the flock because he doesn't figure his life is worth it. He figures his life is worth a whole lot more. The pay he's receiving isn't worth his losing his life. And so he flees and runs away and lets the sheep be taken in a vicious battle. So the evil shepherd is one that doesn't care about the sheep because they're not his, and doesn't feed them properly, doesn't lead them into safety properly, and so on. Now, very often we talk about the qualities of the good shepherd, and that is also the case here in the 10th chapter of John, and we're going to do that a little bit today also. But I want to talk about a second illustration that comes in John 10. In the 10th chapter of John, not only does Jesus refer to himself as the good shepherd, but he also refers to himself as the gate of the sheepfold. Now, I love that illustration, the gate of the sheepfold. You know, if you've been to Israel, you've seen these sheepfolds, and once in a while you can see them right out in the middle of a field where the shepherd has been leading the flock, and it gets dark, and there's some water nearby so that the sheep can drink, and so he builds a sheepfold. A lot of times this is a round enclosure and an enclosure that has one entrance, and that's by determination. The shepherd stands there at the entrance, and one by one he counts the sheep as they go between his legs into the round enclosure so that he knows whether or not any sheep are missing. And while he does this, he runs his hands through the sheep, the wool of the sheep, to double-check the skin to see whether the legs have begun skinned up or whether there's a deep wound of some sort from a jagged rock. And if he sees this, he will immediately go about repairing that injury and putting some olive oil or some sort of a bandage onto that sheep so that it will heal during the night. Now, the point of the gate is that it's the only way in to that sheepfold. The sheepfold is built high enough so that the wild animals cannot get over the top, so they can't come in that way. And a thief, if he was going to try to sneak in, can't sneak in privately or quietly. He would have to climb over, and he would immediately be spotted. And so the only way in safely into that sheepfold is through that gate, where the shepherd is standing with his legs spread apart so he can count the sheep one by one as they enter into that sheepfold. Now, this is such a beautiful picture, and the thing I want to point out again here, which is so beautiful, is that there are not many roads into this sheepfold. Just one. One gate, one way. And so it is with heaven. Jesus has made it very clear, and he says this over and over and over again. It cannot be misunderstood. There are not many ways to heaven. There's only one way to heaven. There are not many shepherds. There's only one good shepherd. There are not many doors or gates into the heavenly sheepfold. There's just one, and that's Jesus Christ himself. Understand, there is no way to get to heaven except through Jesus Christ. Now, that's the important point I want to make today as we talk about Jesus being our good shepherd. People that say, well, yes, there's many ways to heaven. We all worship something, some God, and we just use different names, and after all, it's just who you really believe in. That's not at all true. That's heresy. That's false doctrine. And anyone that's teaching you that is leading people straight to hell. You have to be on guard against such false teachings. They will not save you. These people are trying to get the appeal of all kinds of people. They think people will come and listen. They seem to be open-minded. They seem to say all you have to do is really believe, even if what you believe is wrong. Well, we know that's not true. As a matter of fact, anyone with intelligence knows that that's not even logically true. You can be drinking a glass that someone has poisoned. Let's just say you have an enemy you don't even know about, and they're offering you a drink, and they've poisoned it. Now, you can drink that poison with all the confidence you can say you don't know anything's in the glass that's going to harm you, and you think you have a good friend there, and you can drink it down thinking you're perfectly safe, but the fact is the poison is going to kill you. You were wrong. You didn't know that the person hated you and wanted to destroy you. That's the way Satan is with many, many people. He tries to entice them and lead them into thinking that they don't have to follow Christ, that they can get to heaven some other way, by being good or by doing good things. And so they sneakily poison your life by getting you away from Christ and taking you off the path to heaven. What a horrible situation when people begin to follow Satan and begin to do the will of Satan. You see, you're going to do one or the other in your life. You're either following Christ or you're following Satan. There are no other paths. There are only two. There's only two places to go eternally, heaven or hell. There's no third. There's no alternative. You're either on the way to heaven, where God is going to be with you eternally, or you're on the way to hell, where you'll be with Satan eternally in judgment and terror. Now, that's the choice, and there are only those two choices. So watch very carefully anyone that teaches you falsely or anyone that tries to get you away from God. And Satan is trying to do that constantly. And one of the ways he tries is to make us think as though all the paths are going to the same place, as though it doesn't matter what you believe. Well, as I mentioned, that's even illogical. If you believe something, you could believe that glass was given to you full of refreshing drink or water, whatever it might be, and you would be dead wrong because it was poisoned and it's going to kill you. So if you believe in a God that ends up not being true, that ends up being fake and has no power whatsoever to save you, what you believed in is not going to save you because you were wrong. And they had no power to save you. With Jesus Christ, when you believe in Jesus Christ, he is the true Savior. He is the only Savior. And therefore, those who believe in him and trust in him for their forgiveness have forgiveness because he died in our place and he rose again to prove that we have the forgiveness of all of our sins. He has earned for us our heavenly home and has prepared a place for us where we will live eternally with him in heaven. So when you believe in the true Savior, he will save you. And so this is the beauty of his being the gate to heaven, the way to heaven, and knowing he is the only way and the only gate to heaven. And so we enter through Jesus Christ. That's how we get into heaven, by believing Jesus Christ is our Savior. And through his forgiveness, our sins are taken away, and we have the promise, since we're free of our sins, we have the promise that we will live forever with Christ in heaven. So when you look at these references to the shepherd, they are beautiful about how he cares for us and leads us and feeds us and protects us and so on. Every one of these references is very, very beautiful and wonderful. But also look at the fact that he is the gate, the door, the only way into the sheepfold. And let that be a reminder that if you're trying to get there any other way, either by yourself or some other false prophet in some way that you think you can earn or deserve to be forgiven, you're not going to make it because you can't get forgiveness that way. Trust in Jesus Christ alone. All of these things he does for us, protects you, cares for you, guides you, leads you, feeds you, all of these things, above all, he gives you the entrance into heaven through him, the forgiveness of all of your sins, to be washed clean of all of your guilt, and with the certainty that your sins have been forgiven, you have the assurance of life eternal. That's the beautiful gift of Jesus Christ, and that's why, among the other reasons we talked about, we refer to him as Jesus Christ, our good shepherd.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.